Hello, on today's show we are joined by the great Emma Watson. Hello Emma, how are you?
Hi Susan, very good. I'm very grateful for the invitation.
We have many questions for you today. I'm going to start with one of the most requested questions by our listeners. How would you describe yourself before Harry Potter and after Harry Potter?
That's a great question because before Harry Potter, I was 10 years old. And now I am 30, so obviously they are all the chain that go hand in hand with growing up, physical, emotional chain. But in Harry Potter terms, I have learned to be an actress. I was so young that the director had to indicate each step while the camera rolled, and now I can make my own decision, I have my instincts, and I know how things work.
That is amazing. Would you consider a profession outside of acting?
I'm interested in many things. I could never imagine myself doing just one thing. I'm sure I will end up doing 4 or 5 things.
What was the last day of filming like?
It was very emotional. It felt surreal because I had been thinking and preparing for that day for so long that when it came, it didn't seem real. It was very difficult to process.
I imagine it, and it would be a very sad moment. If you could run away from all the bother of being a celebrity for one day, what would you do?
I guess standing in the crowd at a rock concert with no one recognizing me. Normally I can't do this because people start to recognize me and I can't stay there anymore.
You have doubts about continuing to play Hermione after the 5th film? How do you feel your life would have been altered if you had not decided to return for the last 3 films?
I think it's been very difficult for me to watch them do the last 3 movies without me being a part of them, because I grew up doing it and in a way they are part of my identity. Things would have been easier without so many commitments, stress, but I definitely made the right decision.
Let's talk about the reunion on the 20th anniversary of Harry Potter. How did you feel to be back with your co-star on those extraordinary sets?
It was heaven. I'm very glad they still exist. Most film sets are dismantled as soon as the scene is finished shooting. I'm very glad that people, starting with myself, can enjoy them.
What was it like sitting down with Daniel Radcliffe and Rupert Grint in the Gryffindor common room?
It was very emotional and intense to have so many eyes on you in such an intimate moment. Above all, I was very happy to have an interviewer ask questions and see that we had processed things in a different but similar way. I love that we remember different things.
The response to the reunion has been incredible. Does Daniel, Rupert and you have a chat where you talk about it?
They both hate WhatsApp and mobile phone in general. We don't have a group chat, but we talk individually. Rupert sent me photos of this daughter Wednesday, and Daniel and I often try to calm each other down.
It was very nice having you here, Emma. Nice to meet you. Thank you very much for coming.
To you for inviting me. Thanks to you. It's been great.